Hello, members of the Society for Shamanic Practice. My name is Lena Stevens. I'm with the Power Path School of Shamanism, and I'm also a board member of the Society for Shamanic Practice. This audio is one of our benefits for our members, and I am very happy to be sharing with you one of my favorite shamanic practices. This will be a visualization, a guided exercise. So for any guided exercise, it's important that you are in a comfortable place, either sitting or lying down. You can have your eyes covered if you wish, but it is also important to have your feet and hands uncrossed. So if you're sitting, have them lying loosely in your lap. And if you're lying down, just have them by your side. This increases the way that the energy can flow, and it doesn't block any energy that wants to flow in a certain way. So this visualization I call my garden visualization. And the reason that I love it so much is because it does represent very clearly a way to work with the spirit world, which of course is the path of shamanism. So as you close your eyes and make sure that you don't have any distractions like your cell phone going off or anything else that actually might distract you during this process. So you want to be in a comfortable place and you want to have your body very, very comfortable so that your body itself doesn't cause a distraction for you, because if you're not comfortable, then the body itself can be a distraction. So make sure that you're really truly comfortable. And then close your eyes and imagine that you are walking outside towards a garden. Now, this garden represents you. And the reason I love this exercise is because using the symbolism of a garden representing you can cover a great deal of territory where you are working with the unseen world, you are working with allies, and you are working with your intentions in a way where you are asking spirit for help. So imagine in front of you that there is a garden that represents you. This garden has a fence around it, and it has a gate. Now, first of all, observe what kind of fence it is. Is it a beautiful fence? Is it a low fence? Is it a broken fence? Is it a barbed wire fence? Is it a fence that's really high and solid? Or is it a fence that you could actually see through? So whatever kind of fence shows up in this visualization, just accept it. This is your fence. This is your boundary. This is your protection around your energy field. Approach the gate and open the gate and walk in. Walk into your garden and look around. Now, the garden can have a variety of plants, trees, bushes, edibles, herbs, flowers, but it can also have a lot of weeds. So we're going to focus on the weeds first. Look around you and notice if there are weeds or dry plants that need to be cleaned out, that are old, that are beyond their time of blooming. The weeds represent energies that are not compatible. They are not yours. They belong to someone else. Somehow they have gotten into your garden and intruded upon your own personal intentions and plantings. So you want to notice, just notice where the weeds are. And then notice anything that's dry beyond its useful life that perhaps also needs to be pulled out and weeded, because it's done. It's complete. It has already gone through its cycle. So spend a little time weeding. You find yourself with a big trash bag or a basket, and it is a place where you're going to put all the weeds and then eventually take them out the gate. So however long you feel you need with this process of weeding, you can certainly put this audio on pause and continue the weeding process. Now, once you're finished pulling out all the weeds, cleaning out all the energy that is not compatible or that it does not belong to you, and pulling out everything that has already bloomed, is dead, past its time, complete, and you've put it all into your basket or your trash bag, then take it out the gate and just place it on the outside of the fence. Walk back into your garden and look around. Now, this garden can be arranged or organized in whatever way you wish. The first thing that you're going to notice is the size of it. Is it big enough, or does it feel a bit too small? If it feels like it should actually be bigger to accommodate all those things that you wish to plant in your life, then do some work where you go around the fence and maybe move it out. Lift it up section by section and move it outward. And then imagine that you have some helpers. They could be garden spirits. They could be your allies. Or they could simply just be extra sets of hands that show up to help you to build a bigger fence, so that you could have a bigger garden. So expand your fence if you need to. And again, you can take as long as you need to with this part. You can always put the audio on hold. Now, if your garden is too vast and you can't even see where the fence is, or the fence is broken, it hasn't been maintained, maybe there are bits and pieces of barbed wire that are fallen down. Maybe there are big holes in the fence. If that's the case, then do the same thing. Ask for help. Imagine that all these sets of hands are coming to help you, or your allies, or some garden spirits. And have them move all the pieces of the fence that they can find, or just simply build a new fence around the garden that feels big enough. Not too small, not too big, but just right. So this is an important piece, to work on the fence. And if the fence needs a little help, maybe it needs a fresh coat of paint. Maybe it needs to be fortified because part of it is falling down. Maybe the gate doesn't have a good latch. Spend a little time really working on your fence, because your fence represents how you protect your own energy field. It also represents your boundaries, what you let in, and what can leave. So you want to make sure that the garden is really yours, that it's protected from unwanted energies that might come in and destroy something or trample something or plant something that you don't want. Take as much time as you need on your fence. Now, when you're finished with the fence, look around the garden and pick a spot that you feel is a wonderful little place for you to come in and sit. Make sure that there's a very beautiful tree in that spot. Maybe it's in one corner, maybe it's in the center. A shade tree with a nice trunk that you can lean up against. And go and sit in this particular spot and say hello to the earth beneath your feet. Send a root of your own from the base of your spine all the way down into the earth and say hello to the earth. Acknowledge the fertility that the earth has. Acknowledge all the support that the earth is going to give you when you plant something in your garden. And then imagine that you are reaching up towards the sun and acknowledging the energy of the sun as it protects and as it feeds, as it gives such wonderful energy and life to what you will be planting. Now, from this place, this little meditation place that you're establishing for yourself, you might imagine that maybe there's a nice chair or a comfortable place to sit, maybe a swing. Whatever it is that you wish to place there, so that later, when you come back to this visualization and you go into your garden to do some more work, you have a place to go and just be. So now we're going to do some planting. We've gotten rid of the weeds. Now the soil needs to be turned. This is also a very important piece to this meditation, because turning the soil allows you to move your energy in ways that you're not creating the same thing, and that all the old residual energy from lessons learned, from experiences that you've had, it's all energy. It gets folded in to the earth, gets folded into your own energy system. It becomes very good fertilizer for you to be planting something new. So imagine in your hands that you have a shovel and spend some time turning the soil so that those talents and aspirations and desires and deep heartfelt energy that you have within you can be uncovered. All that that's hidden can be uncovered, can be turned over. So turn the soil. Have it be a good meditation. Walking through your garden, turning the soil with the shovel, you find that it's easy. The soil is rich with just the right amount of dampness. Spend as much time as you need to on this part of the visualization. So now that the soil is turned, you get to design this garden. Now, maybe there are already some things that are really very well rooted and planted there. Some main threads that you carry in your life. Maybe you have very close members of your family, or maybe you have parts of your work or talents or career. Maybe those are represented already. Projects, maybe your home, maybe things that you are in process with that are already represented by plants, trees, or bushes. Those maybe just need a little care. Maybe they need a little trimming. Maybe they need to be fed or watered, or just simply said hello to, acknowledged, and honored. So spend a little time moving through and tending to what is already growing. And then look around at all that new space that can become part of where you're going, what you want to create for yourself in the future. Take a section, doesn't have to be the whole thing right now. Take a section that calls to you and imagine that you are creating a beautiful bed. Suddenly there are some fabulous rocks or maybe even bits and pieces of something that looks like a short little fence, something that you can create a bed, a flower bed. Again, imagine that you have help. You have extra hands that show up, that move those rocks to be placed in just the position that you want them. And when your bed is complete and ready to be planted, you find that you are holding a beautiful basket. And in this basket are a few seeds. And those seeds represent some new intentions and desires that you have for yourself. There are 5 seeds in your basket. The first one is for your physical health, your physical well-being. It's the seed of what you desire and what you wish for your physical body. Take that seed out and put an intention into that seed from your heart. Lift the seed up and place it in front of your heart. And imagine exactly how you want your physical body to feel. It's not an idea, it's a feeling. And when you've projected that feeling of that intention into your seed, you plant it into that bed. You plant it and you mound the earth up so that you can identify where in that bed that particular seed is planted. And then you go back to your basket and you pull out the second seed. And the second seed is for some new intention, for a wonderful project, some project that you would like to complete or to begin or to get help with, some project that will manifest somehow in the physical for you. It could be a house remodel, it could be buying a new car, something tangible. A project. Maybe you're starting a new business. Maybe you're starting a new part of your business. Pick that seed up and place it in front of your heart and begin to infuse that seed with the intention of how it is that you want to feel when that project is going really well. Excitement, satisfaction, a feeling of great abundance and prosperity. And when that seed is full, that intention from your heart, go ahead and plant it in your bed. And make sure you mound the earth up over it so that you can identify where that particular seed, we'll call it the project seed, is planted. Now go to your basket and pull out the third seed. And the third seed is for your intentions for love. These are the intentions for relationship, for opening your heart, for receiving more love, for healing whatever's in the way of that, for experiencing yourself being unconditionally loved by others, by spirit. So place that seed in front of your heart and infuse it with the emotion of your intention. How would it feel to you if you felt completely supported and loved unconditionally in your life? And when you feel the seed is full of that intention, go ahead and plant it. Plant it and mound the earth over it so that you can identify where the seed of love is planted. And now go and take the fourth seed out. This seed is about home and environment. And whatever that means to you, the environment that supports you, your home, your workspace, your land. This seed is for an intention to continue to create, or perhaps even to create anew, an environment that is fully in support of who you are. So place the seed in front of your heart and infuse it with the intention of how would it feel if you were in an environment all the time where you felt really wonderfully at home, fully supported and inspired. Perhaps you are now in an environment that works, but maybe it's just not that inspiring, or maybe it needs improvement. So this is the environment seed, the seed of home. And when it's full of your intention, go ahead and plant it. And mound the earth up. And now you're picking up the last seed out of your basket. And this is the seed for your spiritual development, your personal development, your personal evolution, whatever that means to you. Perhaps it has something to do with building new tools for a shamanic path. Maybe it's to experience yourself or to do some great healing of some old past wounds. So this is about your energetic self, your spiritual self. So this seed receives the intention of improvement on a spiritual level. What is your next step? You may not see it, you may not know it, but you can put the intention from your heart into this seed, really wanting to step forward on your path of evolution and to be supported in that, to find the right teachers, to make a better connection with your allies, to get to know the spirit world a bit better. How would it feel to you if you had that experience? Once that seed is full of that intention, go ahead and plant it. Now all five of your seeds are planted in this new bed. Now you find yourself holding a watering can. And in that watering can, besides water, there are energies that are so vital to fertilizing and feeding your seeds. You have the essence of the spirit of water. You have the spirit of air. You have the spirit of fire to make sure that anything that is not compatible or gets in the way of those seeds really taking root and growing gets destroyed. You have the element of earth, of course. The seeds are in it. You have the energy of love. You have inspiration. You have awe. You have gratitude as an energy. You have the protection of the sun and the energy of the sky. You have the inspiration and wisdom from the stars. You have the beauty of the moon. And whatever else you can think of to put into that watering can, whatever is meaningful to you, perhaps some stones that you use, sounds, whatever it is, you can put it into this watering can. And the combination of what's in that can makes for a beautiful, beautiful, fertilizing energy and essence that you can now pour over each seed. And now you wait for right timing. Another important aspect of doing any of this kind of work, when you're setting intentions, is to allow for right timing. Just as some plants grow faster than others, some things will manifest more quickly than others. But if you continue to come into your garden and take care of it, you are taking care of yourself in a shamanic way. So now you're ready to leave the garden, unless you want to hang out there for a little bit longer in your favorite spot under the tree. Or perhaps there's something else that you're drawn to do in this garden. Can take the time to do that, whatever it is that you wish to do in the garden. And when you're finished, you must leave through the gate. Open the gate and close the gate behind you. And in that way, you protect your garden. With great, great gratitude for what you've planted, and great enthusiasm and inspiration for what will grow. Blessings to you all, and hope you have enjoyed this audio.